الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، after praising Allah and asking Him to raise the rank of His Messenger Muhammad and to grant him peace, we begin happily and gratefully to Allah Azza wa Jal once again in our ongoing lessons on tafsir, the explanation of the book of Allah Ta'ala, specifically about Surah Al-Qamar, from the magnificent tafsir of the great scholar of Islam, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Uthaymeen, Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. From the transcribed lectures that have been published in book form and have reached us today with review of the original lectures as well in audio form, we begin here on this 18th night, or on this night preceding the 19th day of Rabi al-Awwal, in the year 1436, we begin with the statement of Allah Ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرُ, the 41st verse of Surah Al-Qamar. And we are live here at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in America. And our lesson is recorded for exclusive broadcast by our brothers upon Khair and upon Sunnah and Tawheed, the brothers at Maktabat Mirath al-Anbiya, the Mirath broadcasting station. And they have on TuneIn, they have the radio station, and through the website, they have these lectures available for those who wish to review any of the previous lessons. As you know, we read the entire words of the Shaykh, Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, in Arabic, properly pronounced, as intended by the author, occasionally making corrections to the printed book based on the audio recordings. And we do that not to emphasize that we know Arabic, but rather that all of us together, we are moving towards a better understanding of Arabic. We are working on vocabulary and grammar and all of these things. So through this method of approach, we hope that Allah Ta'ala would increase us in our knowledge of Arabic, as we look at real speech from the real scholars of Islam and how they talk about the book of Allah and matters of the religion. And we'll hear vocabulary, we'll hear phrases with the Arabic shortly followed by English, so as to perhaps make those connections. That is the goal. And I hope that you're all with me with that goal, that you're not only intending from this majlis that you're going to learn something in tafsir, but that you may as well, quite naturally, pick up some Arabic language, some vocabulary, perhaps some statements, some expressions that you've heard before and they'll become firmer with you, or new ones that you'll pick up. And that can be almost unconscious, or, you know, subconsciously you're picking up Arabic while you're studying something related to the tafsir of the Quran from the best of the scholars. Walhamdulillah. Also, you should have in mind the virtue of this gathering here, the time and the place of this gathering. The time is after one of the salah. The place is in a house from the houses of Allah. And that has with it associated a great virtue, especially when it comes to studying the Qur'an, reading the Qur'an and studying it amongst ourselves. إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Right? وَذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. These virtues, that sakina, the peace and tranquility descend upon us. The angels surround us. Mercy envelops us. And Allah mentions us with those who are with Him in the highest ranks of the angels. Subhanallah. Allah mentions us, bragging about us and praising us for this sitting. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for all of this with sincerity. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرُ. And verily as well, after the mention of the people of Lut and how they were destroyed, Allah Ta'ala now mentions the people of Fir'aun and his followers, and how the warnings came to Fir'aun and his people. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كُلِّهَا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. And they rejected, Pharaoh and his people rejected all of our signs, all of our miracles, every last one of them. So we seized them the way the dominating and all-powerful seizes things. The seizing of Ghalib, someone who is strong and powerful, and someone who is above things with capabilities. That's the 41st and 42nd verses of Surah Al-Qamar. And now we'll look at the words of our Shaykh, Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He says, Al-Jumla mu'akkadatun bil-qasami al-muqaddar wal-lami waqad. And what he means is, as has preceded many times, when passages in the Qur'an begin with wa-laqad something, he says this is emphasized or stressed through three different linguistic devices. The first device is called a qasam muqaddar, that it's as if Allah has said, wallahi qad. That's the meaning of walaqad. Wallahi qad something, huh? So the oath or the swearing in the name of Allah is the first emphasizing tool. Then secondly, the lam on la, laqad, and then the qad. These are all terms of emphasizing things in the Arabic language. So it's as if we're going to translate the meaning in a way that includes that these concepts, we would say, then surely, without doubt, we have absolutely sent Fir'aun and his people messengers or warners. Meaning with all of that emphasis can be represented in the English language. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرُ. And verily it has come to the people of Fir'aun, the family or the followers or those people of Pharaoh, an-nudhur, yani the warnings. Yani qawmahu, the meaning is his tribe or his people, wa'ala ra'sihim Fir'aun. And at the very head of them, intended in this verse, is Fir'aun himself. Wa-mala'ihi, and his close counsel. Wa-nudhuru qil bima'na al-indhari wa-takhwif. And in Arabic, it's been said that the meaning is al-indhar, warnings, and takhwif, a warning that produces a frightening warning. وَقِيلْ إِنَّهُ جَمْعُ نَذِيرٍ. It's also been said that nudhur here is the plural of nadhir, and a nadhir is a warning. وَهُوَ كُلُّ مَا يُنذَرُ بِهِ الْعَبْدِ. And a nadhir is every single thing that you can be warned by. And that includes people and statements. A nadhir can be a person. And a nadhir can be a word or a qawl. All of those things can be a nadhir. وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِ. And the intended meaning here in the verse is al-ayat. الَّتِي جَاءَ بِهَا مُوسَى. And the intended meaning is the miracles, the miraculous signs that Musa came with. Prophet Moses. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. As Allah the Most High has said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And verily we have given Musa 9 clear miraculous signs. That's from Surah Al-Isra, the 111th verse. So we see in the other verse how Allah Ta'ala mentions that He gave Musa 9 miraculous signs. So from that, is the word nudhur just warnings or just a warning? Rather, it is a series of warnings. That each and every one of those miraculous signs that Musa came with would be sufficient for a person of sincerity and honesty to accept that message and to follow it. وَهَذَا الْأَخِيرُ هُوَ الصَّحِيحُ. And this latter meaning, that it is everything that you can warn with, it's a plural word that means warnings. He says this is what's correct. أَنَّ النُّذُرَ جَمْعُ نَذِيرُ. That the word nudhur here means the plural of nadhir, which are warnings or warners, either way. وَلَيْسَتْ بِمَعْنَ الْإِنذَارُ. And it's not that it has the meaning of a warning, right? وَيَدُلُّ لِهَذَا قَوْلُهُ. And what proves that is the statement of Allah, كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كُلِّهَا. They rejected every single last one of our warnings, meaning there is a series here of warnings, not just one. أي كل الآيات الدالة على صدق رسالة موسى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Every single type of miraculous sign that proved the truthfulness of Musa as a messenger. May Allah raise his rank that of his family and grant them all peace. كَذَّبُوا بِهَا. They rejected all of that. وَقَالُوا. And they said, إِنَّ مُوسَى مَجْنُونَ. They said that Musa, the Prophet Moses, was crazy. وَإِنَّهُ سَاحِرٌ. They said about him that he was a magician. حَتَّى إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ مِنْ كِبْرِيَائِهِ قَالَ. So it went on with these kinds of accusations until Allah Ta'ala, until Fir'aun said about Musa, from the arrogance of Fir'aun, he said, إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. He said, this messenger that's been sent to you is really a crazy person. Right? This messenger that's been sent to you is a crazy person. وَلَمَّا كَذَّبُوا بِالْآيَاتِ أَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And when they rejected all of these miraculous signs, then Allah seized them. أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. The seizing of someone of power and might, of capability, of unrestricted, unlimited capability. لِأَنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ كَانَ مُتَكَبِّرًا. عفواً. أي قادرٌ. وَلَمَّا كَذَّبُوا بِالْآيَاتِ أَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ. أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ. The taking of someone who is aziz, that means, as the Shaykh says, أي غالب. Someone who is dominating. Someone of dominating power. مُقْتَدِر. The word مُقْتَدِر you can see in there. The word قَدَر. The one who has qadr, the one who has qudra, the one who has abilities. Tayyib ay qadir. He is the one of who is capable, fully capable, unrestrictedly capable. وَلَكِنَّهَا أَبْلَغُ مِنْ كَلِمَةِ قَادِرٍ. However, the word muqtadir is more expressive, more emphasizing than the word qadir. Qadir is, in Arabic, we have four letters there. Qadir. Muqtadir. We have five letters. The principle in Arabic, when a word has more letters, it is more expressive if it's based on the same root. That's a general principle. They say, ziyadat al-mabna, ziyadatun fil-ma'na. Whenever there is a bigger building of letters, then that means there is some additional meaning in that. So the difference between qadir and muqtadir is that muqtadir expresses the unrestricted capabilities of the one who is unrestrictedly capable more than the word qadir. Right? Muqtadir. Lima fiha min ziyadat al-huruf, since it's more expressive based on the additional letters in the word muqtadir. Wa inna ma dhakara Allah ta'ala annahu akhadhahum akhdha azizin muqtadir. And it is only the case that Allah mentioned, Allah the Most High mentioned, that He seized them with the seizing of the dominant one who is all capable. Li anna fir'auna kana mutakabbira. That is because Fir'aun was mutakabbir. What's mutakabbir, Sheikh Sadiq? Mutakabbir. Mutakabbir. The word is kibr is in there. You know kibr? Hey, mutakabbir is the one, yuzhir al-kibr. The one who brings, he shows you arrogance. So the mutakabbir is an arrogant person of kibr. Right? Mutakabbir. So Fir'aun was mutakabbir. Right? He was a person of arrogance, manifesting arrogance. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ. And he used to say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. One of the things he said, as in Surah An-Nazi'at, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Imagine this, being said to the followers. Not a statement of just arrogance. A statement of extreme arrogance, to claim lordship. To claim absolute lordship and highness. I am your Lord the Most High. I am your Lord the Most High. SubhanAllah. وَكَانَ يَسْخَرُ. مِن مُوسَى وَمَنْ أَرْسَلَهُ. And he used to mock Musa, the Prophet, and the one who sent him. Allah Rabbul Alameen. He used to mock Allah, and he used to mock his Prophet Musa. فَنَاسَبَ أَنْ يَذْكُرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَخْذَهُ أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. So then it became appropriate that Allah would mention that he was seized. The seizing of someone who is dominating and all-powerful and all-capable. Because of the statements of Fir'aun. SubhanAllah. وَقَدْ أَجْمَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى هَذِهِ الْقِصَّةَ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned the story of Fir'aun here in brevity here, without details, in this verse. Huh? وَلَكِنَّهُ بَيَّنَهَا فِي آيَاتٍ كَثِيرًا. However, he had explained it. Allah has explained the story of Musa and Fir'aun with greater details in other verses, many other verses. وَأَنَّ أَخْذَهُمْ كَانَ بِإِغْرَاقِهِمْ فِي الْبَحَرِ. And that their drowning or that their destruction had been through being drowned in the ocean. فَأَغْرَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِمِثْلِ مَا كَانَ يَفْتَخِرُ بِهِ. So he was drowned, he was overwhelmed, right? By drowning. And Allah Ta'ala did that to him, and Allah is mighty and majestic as a, you know, as something that is similar to what he used to brag about himself, being all powerful and all high. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ لِقَوْمِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. He used to say to his people, يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ. Right? Look at this beautiful point in tafsir, subhanAllah. He used to say to his people, when he would try to get their support, he would say to them as a politician, oh people, don't you see that I am the one who owns Egypt? I am the one who has control of the city. Right? وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجِرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And these rivers that flow beneath me, as if to say, I am in charge of all of this, even the rivers, the Nile River and so on, these very big, powerful rivers. Subhanallah, right? He says, these rivers, I am in charge of them. So he would talk about his power, his dynasty, his control of the state and so on as a politician to get the support of his followers or to scare support out of them even. So he used to brag about that. يُقَرِّرُهُمْ بِهَذَا. And he would make them acknowledge that he was the one in control of those things. Subhanallah. سَيَقُولُونَ بَلَىٰ. And they would say, of course, that's yours. You're the one who has leadership and control of these areas. Right? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And he would say to them, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you see then? Don't you see the position I have with you? And that's from the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Az-Zukhruf. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. And Fir'aun called out to his people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرٍ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجِرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. He would say, oh my people, don't you see that I have the dominion or the power over Misr, over Egypt or over the city, and these rivers that run as well underneath me. Don't you see أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Can't you see that? Right? أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينٌ. Don't you see that I'm better than this one? He's lowly, disgraced, he can't even speak very well. Look at how he used to speak to his people to get his the support of the people for his position. Subhanallah. Naam. يَعْنِي بِذَلِكَ مُوسَى. And he was speaking about Musa when he said that. Don't you see this one who can't hardly speak very well? And he's disgraced. You know, look at me and all my power, all my might, all my honor, all of my dominion. And look at this man who can hardly speak. Speaking about the Prophet Moses. But look at how what he bragged about was control of the rivers. That's the point. Look at that. He bragged to his people that he controlled the water. He was the Lord, the Most High, and he controlled the rivers. تَجِرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. He said, the rivers run beneath me. Allahu Akbar. Bragging about his dominion and his authority that he had. And then how was he destroyed? Allahu Akbar. By that water. The water that he claimed to be in control of. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, huh? فَأَغْرَقَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ. So Allah drowned them in the yam, in the river, in the water. حِينَ جَمَعَ فِرْعَوْنُ جُنُودَهُ. When Fir'aun got all of his troops together. وَاتَّبَعَ مُوسَى وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَهُ. And they chased after Moses and everyone that was following with Moses. لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْهِمْ. So as to do away with them and finally deal with Musa and everyone with him. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَعِزَّتِهِ قَضَى عَلَيْهِمْ. But it was Allah through His might, through His honor and praises to Him. He is the one who did away with them. He is the one who did away with Fir'aun and his people. ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى. Then Allah the Most High says, أَكُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَئِكُمْ. Is it the case that your kuffar, meaning talking to the people of Quraysh, your disbelievers, the disbelievers amongst you, are they better than those? Are they better than those? More powerful, more honorable, more mighty than those, Fir'aun, and everything that he owned? Al-khitabu huna li Quraysh. The address here is for the Quraysh, kuffarukum, your kuffar, your disbelievers, you tribe of Quraysh. أَيَعْنِ هَلْ كُفَّارُكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَمِ السَّابِقَةِ الَّتِي أَهْلَكَ اللَّهِ. Are your disbelieving people better than these nations of old, those that Allah destroyed in the past? أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Or do you have some kind of notice of innocence that you shall not be punished or you shall be exempted from punishment in the Zubur, in the previous revelations? يعني أم لكم براءة في الكتب. Do you have some kind of agreement that you shall not be punished in the books? أن الله مبرئكم من عاقبة أفعالكم. That Allah has declared you free and innocent of the result of your deeds that you have done, and you will not be punished or face the end result of those deeds. والجواب لا هذا ولا هذا. And the answer is not this and not that. They don't have any promise from Allah to be excused for their sins, right? Nor are they better than the previous nations, more powerful, more dignified, and so on. يعني إما أن يكون كفاركم خير من الكفار السابقين. Either the case is your disbelievers are going to be better than the disbelievers of old. وإما أن يكون لكم براءة من الله عز وجل كتبها الله لكم أن لا يعاقبكم. Or it's the case that you have some kind of indication or promise from Allah that He is not going to punish you. Right? And that Allah has written that for you, that He will not punish you. وَكُلُّ هَذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ. None of this took place. None of this. They didn't have a promise from Allah, and they themselves weren't better than the kuffar of old, the disbelievers of old. فَلَيْسَ كُفَّارُهُمْ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ السَّابِقِينَ. So their disbelievers are not better than the older disbelievers. وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ بِالزُّبُرِ. And they had no warranty or no indication of protection from the punishment of Allah in the older books. وَلَهُمْ دَعْوَى ثَالِثَةٌ. And they had a third claim that they could make or that they would make. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. And that is the 44th verse of Al-Qamar. Or is it that they're saying that we shall all be aided, we shall all be given victory? This was the statement of the Quraysh. They said all of us were going to get victory over Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And based on that, they would wage war and they would build their armies and bring them together to fight against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Or are they saying that we, all of us, shall be given victory? أَمْ هُنَا بِمَعْنَ بَلْ الْإِضْرَابِيَّةِ وَهِيَ إِضْرَابُ الْإِنْتِقَالِ. Here's some Arabic balagha terminology. When you say أَمْ here, the أَمْ means to change topics and to negate something else. To change topics and to negate another thing. يعني بَلْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ. Rather, this is something else that they say. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ مُنْتَصِرٌ عفوان وَالضَّمِيرُ لِقُرَيْشِ. And the pronoun is being referred to here is Quraysh. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ. Who are نَحْنُ? Quraysh. We are جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. جَمِيعٌ هُنَا بِمَعْنَ جَمْعٌ. The meaning of جَمِيعٌ here is jam' a group. We as a group in totality. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ مُحَمَّدٌ قَالَ عَفْوًا وَلِهَذَا قَالَ مُنْتَصِرٌ. And thus Allah said مُنْتَصِرٌ. Huh? وَلَمْ يَقُولْ مُنْتَصِرُونَ. And He didn't say مُنْتَصِرُونَ, right? Because as a plural, as groups or as numbers in plurality, they would be called, or they would be described as مُنْتَصِرُونَ. But as a jam' jam' مُنْتَصِرٌ. As a group, one solid group together, they are muntasir, using the mufrad, right? Muntasir, mufrad. يعني جمع كثير منتصر على محمد وقومه. They intended we are one big collected group that shall gain victory over Muhammad and his people. هذا معنى كلامهم. This is the intended meaning of their speech. فأعجبوا بأنفسهم. So they became amazed at themselves, at their numbers. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَى الْقَضَاءِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَرِسَالَتِهِ. So they assumed that they would be able, capable of taking Muhammad, meaning doing away with Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace, and doing away with the message that he brought. فَمَاذَا كَانَ جَوَابُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So then what was the response from Allah the Most High to their claim? قَالَ تَعَالَى. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, the Most High, Allah has said, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. They shall be destroyed, the entire jama' will be destroyed, the entire group of them will be destroyed, and they'll be sent back, and they will be sent back. أي يخذلون الشر خذيلا. They'll be disgraced and turned away with the worst, most evil kind of disgrace. ويولون الدبر, turned away. ولا يستطيعون المقاومة ولا المدافعة ولا المهاجمة. And they will not be, when turned away, when turned back, meaning defeated in battle, they will not be able to get themselves together to fight back, to defend themselves, or to make any attack after that. مَا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ. Whilst they were saying in the beginning, we as a group, we shall be victorious. وَلَكَنْ لَنْتِصَارَ لَهُمْ. However, there's no victory that was given to them at all. وَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي وَقَعَ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And this is what has taken place, and to Allah is the praise. وَأَوَّلُ مَا وَقَعَ فِي غَزْوَةِ بَدْرٍ. And the first stage of that happening or taking effect was in the battle of Badr. حِينَ اجْتَمَعَ كُبَرَاؤُهُمْ وَرُؤَسَاؤُهُمْ وَصَنَادِيدُهُمْ. When their leaders, their recognized people of leadership, when their elders came together, في نحو ما بين 900 إلى 1000 رجل, as it turned out to be between 900 and 1000 men came together, في مقابل 300 وبضعة عشر رجلا, in opposition to 315 or 300 and something beyond 310, 313, 315, so on, of the Muslims who were going to battle this 1000. مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. فهزموا ولله الحمد شر هزيمة. Yet they were destroyed, they were fought off, and they were beaten in battle in the worst of ways. وتحدثت بهم الأخبار, and historical accounts tell the story of what happened to them. وألقي 24 نفرا من رؤسائهم في قليب من قلوب بدر خبيثة. Subhanallah, they were thrown, 24 of their leaders, 24 of their heads were thrown into a well from the wells, the water wells of the battlefield at Badr, as filth and disgusting things thrown away, like you throw away garbage into a garbage can. وَهَذِهِ شَرُّ هَزِيمَةٍ لَا شَكٍ. And this is the worst kind of defeat and worst kind of humiliation possible, without doubt. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. And they shall all be destroyed, and they shall be turned back. هَذِهِ أُقُوبَتُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. This is their punishment that they face in this life. أَمَّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. As for the hereafter, we have the 46th verse of Surah Al-Qamr. بَلِ السَّاعَةُ مَوْعِدُهُمْ. Right? Instead, or nay, the hour, the appointed time of judgment, that is their maw'id. That's their maw'id. Their maw'id. That's their appointment. That is their appointment. يعني أضف إلى ذلك أن الساعة موعدهم وهو يوم البعث. Add to that, that they were destroyed the way they were destroyed, that their appointment that's in front of them now is the day of resurrection, the day when people will be sent forth from their graves. والساعة أدها وأمر. And the hour, or the day of judgment, it is adha. Adha means ashaddu fatkan, more destructive, more opening of destruction upon them. Wa amarru madaqan, and the punishment that they'll taste goes on and on, perpetually. Not like the punishment that they tasted in the dunya, which ended with their deaths. لِأَنَّ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ مِنْ عَذَابِ الدُّنْيَا. Because the punishment of the hereafter is more severe than the punishment of this worldly life. ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى. ثُمَّ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مُبَيِّنًا مَاذَا يَحْدُثُ لَهُمْ وَلِأَمْثَالِهِمْ. And then Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, clarified, saying regarding what happens to them and to their likes. فَقَالَ إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. Verily the criminals, the mujrimeen, they are in misguidance and su'r, one of the names of the hellfire. الضلالُ فِي الدُّنْيَا Afwan su'r. Su'r, not one of the names of the hellfire, or possibly not one of the names of the hellfire, but su'r meaning a fire that continually sparks or gains strength, or what's the word that you use for the fire when it crackles and roars? Is there a word for that? Crackling, that's like it. When the fire gets bigger and roars a little bit, what do you call that? Kindled maybe, yeah? But that's the action that you do to make it get bigger. When the fire grows a little bit, what do you call that? Blazing. It's another word for it, right? Fire rages on, or, you know, goes on getting bigger, huh? Roaring, that's a sound. I'm looking for the actual word there. I'm forgetting what it is. Anyway, so the mujrimeen, the criminals, are in misguidance, and they are in these burning flames, raging flames. الضلال في الدنيا لا يهتدون. Their misguidance is in this life, that they don't have any guidance, and they go on about in error. وَسُعْ فِي الْأَرَى And the su'r, the blazing flames, the continuously igniting and continuously and raging on flames, that's in the hereafter. أَيْ فِي نَارٍ شَدِيدَةَ التَّأَجُّجِ تُحْرِقُهُمْ A fire of very severe sparks and flames will burn them. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلَهُمُ اللَّهُ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ And every time that their skin is burnt off, Allah replaces their skin with another layer of skin so that they could continually taste the punishment. And that's mentioned in the verse in Surah An-Nisa, not with this exact wording, but the wording in the Quran is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا That's the 56th verse of An-Nisa, that the people who disbelieved in our ayat, our signs, our miracles, we're going to put them into a fire, and that every time their skin is burnt off, we will replace that skin for them with a new layer of skin so that they could continue to taste the punishment. Verily Allah is Almighty and Most Wise. From Surah Nisa, as mentioned. Naam. وَيَحْتَمِلُ أَنَّ قَوْلَهُ فِي ضَلَالٍ It's also possible that the intended meaning of them being in ضَلَال أي في ضلال عن الطريق الذي يهتدون به إلى الجنة. It could be as well in the hereafter. Their misguidance could be in the hereafter, in their inability to make the way to paradise. لأنهم ضلوا في الدنيا. That's because they were misguided in the dunya, in this worldly life. فضلوا في الآخرة. So they will be astray and misguided as well in the hereafter, meaning they will end up in the hellfire and they will not make it to paradise. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ And the day that they shall be tossed into the fire upon their faces. They shall be made to be burning in the fire upon their faces. يُسْحَبُونَ سَحْبًا كَمَا تُسْحَبُ الْجِيفَ They'll be thrown, tossed, as you toss a dead body away. Or a carcass of an animal, you throw it away. لِيُبْعَدَ بِهَا عَنَ الْمَنَازِلِ You throw it away. Back in those times, without garbage pickup, what they would do is slaughter an animal and they would have bones and they would have remains of the food that they didn't want to eat. If they left it near the house, animals would come, insects, things like that. So they would take these remains of a slaughter and they would throw it out far away from the houses to keep whatever would result from these bones and the remains here that they couldn't use from coming near their houses. Subhanallah. So they'll be thrown, tossed like that, like unwanted garbage, on their faces into the fire. لِيُبْعَدَ بِهَا عَنِ الْمَنَازِلِ وَلَيْسُ يُسْحَبُونَ عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِمْ And they won't be thrown on their backs. وَلَكِنْ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ However, they'll be thrown on top of their faces. وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ And refuge with Allah is sought. وَيُقَالُ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرُ And it will be said to them, taste the touch of the fire. Taste the touch of Saqar, one of the names of the fire. Verse number 48 in Surah Al-Qamr. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي آيَةٍ أُخْرَى And Allah, the Most High, has said in a different verse, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Mentioning the virtues of people who fear Allah, is not, or regarding the one who fears, he guards his face. With his face, he guards the evil punishment of the Day of Judgment. That's from Surah Az-Zumar, the 24th verse. أَيَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ وَكَانَ يَتَّقِي فِي الدُّنْيَا الْحَرَّ بِيَدَيْهِ لِوِقَايَةِ وَجْهِهِ So he will protect himself on the Day of Judgment with his face. Yet in the dunya, he was protecting himself with his hands. He would put his hands out to protect any harm from coming to his face, the heat of the sun and whatnot. He would protect his face with his hands, but in the hereafter, he will protect himself with his face. Or, as the case of the disbelievers, he will be thrown into the fire on his face. And he will be unable to keep the punishment away from his face. ذُوقُوا مَسَّ السَّقَرُ Allahu Akbar. And taste the punishment or the touch of the saqar. نعم. لَكِنَّهُ فِي النَّارِ لَيْسَ لَهُ مَا يَقِيَ لَيْسَ لَهُ مَا يَقِي وَجْهَهُ النَّارِ In the fire, however, he has nothing that he can do to keep the fire off of his face. بَلْ يَتَقِي بِوَجْهِهِ نَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ However, he will be made to defend or to face the fire with his face itself. And we ask Allah for safety. فَهُمْ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ And so they are tossed into the fire upon their faces. وَهَذِهِ لَيْسَتْ أَسَيَطِيرَ الْأَوَّلِينَ These are not fables of ancient tales or something. وَلَيْسَتْ قِصَصًا تُقَالُ These are not stories that are just told. SubhanAllah. هَذِهِ حَقِيقَةٌ نَشْهَدُ بِهَا These are realities that we testify to the truthfulness of. Wallahi, and we swear by Allah, كَأَنَّنَا نَرَاهَا رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ When we are told about these things as if we can see them with our eyes, because of our belief in the unseen. لَابُدَّ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا لِكُلِّ مُجْرِمِ This is what is going to happen absolutely, and it must happen to every single criminal. يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ On the day that they shall be thrown into the fire upon their faces. السَّاحِبُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِهِمْ The one who pushes them into the fire is one of the angels, those who are made responsible for dealing with them in the hereafter. In the printed version of the book on page 291, there's a mistake. It says, السَّاحِبُ هُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And what's correct from the original teaching of the Shaykh that was mistranscribed here is, السَّاحِبُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And it makes sense because asahibu hum al malaika is a mistake in Arabic grammar, and then the word al muwakkalin is not marfu. It should be, if that was correct, asahibu hum al malaika tul muwakkaluna bihim. But the Sheikh said muwakkalin, and it's preceded by min. Make that correction on the 4th, 8th line from the bottom at the very beginning. If you have the printing, I have page 291. The word that begins the line should not be hum, it should be min. مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِهِمْ So the one who pushes them into the fire on their faces is the angel that is responsible for their punishment. لِأَنَّ لِلنَّارِ مَلَائِكَةً مُوَكَّلِينَ بِهَا Because the hellfire has angels that are appointed to be caretakers of it. وَيُقَالُ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرُ And it said to them, taste this touch of the saqar, the hellfire. انظر إلى الإذلال. Look at the disgrace here. جسديٌ وقلبي. Disgraced physically through their bodies and disgraced as well mentally or through their hearts. Right? Disgraced through their bodies and disgraced through their hearts. الجسدي هو أنهم يسحبون على وجوههم. As for the physical, bodily disgrace that they have to face, it is that they'll be forced or thrown onto their faces in the fire. وَالْقَلْبِ أَنَّهُمْ يُوَبَّخُونَ And the torture of the heart, it is that they will be spoken to with words of disgrace. يُقَالُ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَر. It will be said to them, taste this touch of the saqar, the hellfire. مَسَّ أَي صَلَاهَا. That they enter it. وَسَقَر مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ النَّارِ. And the word saqar is from the names of the fire. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ ثُمَّ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ. And we ask Allah for safety. And then Allah the Most High, Jalla wa Ala, the Mighty and Most High, says, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. And verily we have created all things with measure, or with qadar, with precise due measure. The 49th verse of Surah Al-Qamar. I believe that's our last verse that we're going to take today. No, we're going to take the fifth one as well, the fifth verse, and end with that. لَمَّا ذَكَرَ عَذَابَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. When Allah mentioned the punishment of the people of the fire, ثُمَّ سَيَذْكُرُ نَعِيمَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, that He's going to mention the bliss or the joy that is coming for the people of paradise. ذَكَرَ بَيْنَهُمَا, at this point between those two things, أَنَّ هَذَا الْخَلْقَ وَتَفَاوُتَهُ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ, that all of the creation and the various levels that they're on is all from the measure, the qadr of Allah, meaning the measure, the predestined measure of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. فَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَخْلُوقٍ فَهُوَ بِقَدَرٍ. Every single thing that's been created has been created with this precise design, with this precise measurement. كُلُّ ذَرَّةٍ فِي رَبَّةٍ فَهِيَ مَخْلُوقَةٌ بِقَدَرٍ. Every grain of sand in a small hill of sand has been created to a precise measure, with qadr. وَكُلُّ نُقْطَةٍ تَقَعُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ السَّحَابِ فَهِيَ مَخْلُوقَةٌ بِقَدَرٍ. And every bit of raindrop, every single raindrop that falls down from the sky or from the clouds, it happens as it is created with qadr, with measure. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ تَعُمُّ مَا سِوَى الْخَالِقِ. Everything, when we say everything, we mean everything beside the Creator. لِأَنَّهُ مَا ثَمَّ إِلَّا مَخْلُوقٌ وَخَالِقٌ. Because there is only two things, either the creation or the creator. You are either creation or creator. طيب. فإذا كان كل شيء مخلوقا كان الخالق وحده الأول الذي ليس قبله شيء. Then if every single thing has been created, every single thing is created, then that leaves only one thing, the creator, who is alone, being the first with none before him. والآخر والآخر ليس الذي ليس بعده شيء. And he is as well the last one, having none after him. والظاهر الذي ليس فوقه شيء. And he is the uppermost, the highest, having nothing above him, or the most well informed, having nothing stopping him from knowing. والباطن الذي ليس دونه شيء. And he is the one closest to you, having nothing closer than him to you. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ بِقَدَرٍ حَتَّى الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَيْسِ. Every single thing is from qadr. Everything is from the measure, the qadr of Allah, even when it comes to a person's inability or laziness and his period of activity. الْعَجْزُ يَعْنِي تَكَاسُلُ الْإِنسَانِ. This ajaz or inability means the laziness of a person. والكيس يعني حزم الإنسان ونشاطه في طلب ما ينفعه والبعد عن ما يضره. And so his case or his activity or his ambition maybe is his doing, going after things, being active in going after things that benefit him and to stay away from things that harm him. وفي هذه الآية الكريمة دليل. In this verse as well, this noble verse is a proof. عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ مَخْلُوقٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. That a human being has been created by Allah, the Most High. وَأَنَّ أَفْعَالَهُ مَخْلُوقَةٌ لِلَّهِ. And that his actions are also from the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has created the people and He has created their actions. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدْ قُدِّرَ وَانْتَهَىٰ. And every single thing has been destined to happen by an exact measure, and that measurement has ended, has meaning it has already taken place. وَإِذَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ فَلْيَلْجَأِ الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْخَالِقِ. And if that is the case, then let a person, Let one of the humans, let a person retreat back to Allah, the Creator, if some kind of hardship befalls him. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ سَرَّاءَ أَيْضًا يَلْتَجِئُ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْخَالِقِ. And if he wants some nice thing, some benefit, something that would make him happy, then let him also retreat and go to Allah, the Creator. وَلَا يَفْخَرَنَّ وَيُعْجِبَنَّ بِنَفْسِهِ. Let him not brag at all about anything. Let him not be impressed with himself. إِذَا حَصَلَ لَهُ مَطْلُوبٌ. If something that he was seeking was actually attained, if he faced some success, let him not brag and let him not be impressed with himself. وَلَا يَيْأَسَنَّ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْمَكْرُوبُ. And don't let him despair and give up if some hardship happens to him or some difficulty happens to him. فَالْأَمْرُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. As the affair is in the hand of Allah. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And thus the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace, he said, al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun min al-mu'min al-da'if. The mu'min qawi, the strong believer, he is better than the weak believer. And the text that I memorized from Sahih Muslim is khayrun wa ahabbu ila Allah, better and more beloved to Allah, right? Al-qawi fi imanihi, he is the one who's strong in his iman. Wal-qawi fi iradatihi wa himmatihi wa nashatihi, and he is strong in his resolve, in his determination, in his activity when he goes after something. Walaysa al-muradu al-qawiyya fi badanihi, and that's the strong believer, the intention is not the one who's physically strong in his body. Faquwwatul badani imma laka wa imma alayk, the strength of a person's body, the strength of your body is either for you or against you. إِنْ إِسْتَعْمَلْتَهَا فِي الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ فَهِيَ لَكَ. If you use it to do righteous deeds, the strength of your body, your physical health, if you use that to do good deeds, then it is in your favor. وَإِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنْهُ مَعَ فِعْلِكَ إِيَّاهُ فِي حَالِ الْقُوَّةِ كُتِبَ لَكَ. And if you are unable to do something of good that you normally do when you're strong, then you would have something written in your favor as well. That deed would still be written in your favor. وَإِنْ إِسْتَعْمَلْتَ هَذِهِ الْقُوَّةَ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ كَانَتْ عَلَيْكَ. And if you were to use this physical strength or this health to disobey Allah, then that would be something against you. لَكِنَّ الْمُرَادِ, meaning physical health itself, physical strength is not the intended meaning of that virtue, that the strong believer is better than the weak believer. Rather, it is the strength of the iman, not the physical strength. طيب. لكن المراد بقوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم, rather the intended meaning in the statement of the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace, of al-qawi, when he said strong, the strong one, أي في إيمانه وإرادته, in his iman, in his faith, and in his determination. أما قوة البدن فهي لك أو عليك. As for the strength of a person's body, physical strength, it can be in your favor and it can be also against you. قال وفي كل خير. And he also said in the same hadith, but there is good in both, the weak believer and the strong believer. There's good in both of them. أي في كل من القوي والضعيف خير. There's good in both the weak and the strong believer. And we'll pause here momentarily for the adhan of Salat al-Isha. Inshallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Qala wa fi kullin khair. And his statement, in both the good and the bad believer there is goodness. Ay fi kullin min al-qawiyyi wa al-da'ifi khair. Each believer, strong and weak, both have goodness in them. Wa hadhihi al-jumla yusammiha ulama'u al-balagha jumlatan ihtiraziyya. The scholars of the Arabic language, a science of the Arabic language called balagha, they call this kind of sentence a kind of like an escape or a response to an assumption that might happen that is not true, called ihtiraziyya, like to respond to a point of confusion that might occur had it not been mentioned right after that. We'll explain that. لأنه لما قال المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف, when the messenger said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the strong believer is better than the weak believer, يظن الظان أن المؤمن الضعيف ليس فيه خير. It could be that a person would assume that the weak believer has no goodness in him. So as to repel this and reject it, or clarify that that assumption would be wrong, the next statement comes to mention that what? وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ فَقَالَ وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ, that both of them have some goodness in them. وَلَهَا نَظَائِرُ, and there are similar passages in the Qur'an to this kind of expression. This is called jumla ihtiraziyah. Right? Where are they? قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah has said, لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلِ, it's not equal. Those amongst you who spent in the way of Allah before the conquering of Mecca and fought in battles before that time. يعني من قبل صلح الحديبية, meaning specifically at the time before the pact, the treaty that was made at Hudaybiyah. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. Those people, the predecessors, who fought in battles before that, so before the conquering of Mecca, right? They are better, as Allah says here. They are greater in reward than the ones who spent after the fetch, after the conquering of Mecca, and then they fought in battles after that. Look at what Allah says next. وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, but all of them Allah has promised husna, good rewards for. All of them. Right? كُلًّا مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ, each group, the ones who were the predecessors and the latter ones, each group gets a reward. يعني فَلَا تَظُنُّ أَنَّ هَذَا تَفَاوُتَ يُحُطُّ مِنْ قَدْرِ الْآخَرِينَ وَيُحْرِمُهُمْ الْخَيْرِ. Don't assume that this differing of levels of virtue gives the ones that are less virtuous the status of having their good thrown away or not counted for them, and they're as a result deprived of goodness. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. Those who sat back and didn't take part in the battles of the believers, other than the ones who had problems or excuses, they're not equal to the mujahidun, to those who enlisted in the Muslim military service in jihad in the way of Allah with their monies and with their selves. فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين رجا. Allah has given virtue to those who fought in the Muslim military over those who remained behind, one level of daraja, one level higher than those who did not. Then Allah says, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, but each, for all of them, Allah has promised goodness for them. وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and Allah has bestowed His grace upon those who enlist in jihad with the Muslim military in established military service. They are given a great reward over that which those who sat back and did not enlist would get. Tayyib, that's from Surah An-Nisa, the 95th verse. Those who are excused, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified for us that they are with us. Then we said to the companions, there are people that we left behind that are excused, but they are with you in every valley that you break through. They're with you, meaning with the reward. They have a valid excuse. We're talking about the ones that didn't have the valid excuse. فَهُنَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ وَفِي كُلٍّ خَيْرٍ. In this case, the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلٍّ خَيْرٍ, and they both have some good. There's that jumla, what's it called? Jumla? Ihtiraziyah. That is to dispel a notion that would come up before it comes up. So that you understand, okay, it's not the case that these are more virtuous and the others are garbage or nothing or don't deserve any reward. But these are more virtuous, and because they're both mu'min, they're both being described as mu'min, then there's khayr because of the iman. So a weak mu'min, disobedient believer, Muslim, who falls into sin and is weak in his iman, he is better than a disbeliever. He's better than a person of neglect for the religion of Allah, the one who doesn't worship Allah, or the atheist, or these people. Why? Because he's worshiping Allah Ta'ala alone, and when he falls short and he has weakness in his iman, he is still a believer, and he has not left Islam because of those sinful actions. So he has khayr in him, and that is the origin, the basis of his iman. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa fi kullin khair," all of them have goodness in them. "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billahi wa la ta'jaz." He went on to give a series of advices, which would be, as the scholars of Balagha say, the jumla isti'nafiyya waqa'a jawaban li su'alin muqaddar. It's another kind of expression here, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would answer a question that would pop up before the question actually was asked. So he clarified for us the status of a believer, a strong believer over the weak believer. And then, as if the people would say, well then how do we get that status? How do we get that rank of being a strong believer? Not just we affirm virtues for some people over others, but what do we do to be in the category of the strong believer? Then he gives a series of advices to answer that question which would naturally pop up, right? Those advices are, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. Be vigilant about everything that benefits you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And seek the assistance of Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. And don't be lazy, don't fail to do things that you're able to do. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ حَرِسْتَ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُ وَاسْتَعَنْتَ بِاللَّهِ. So if you've done that, you're vigilant about what benefits you, and you sought the assistance of Allah. وَكُنْتَ حَازِمًا نَشِيطًا وَقَوِيًّا فِي مُرَادِكَ. And then you were, you were energetic, and you were lively when it came to going after what benefits you. إِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ. If something were to happen to you during that, right? فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Then do not say, had I only done another action, then a different outcome would have happened. This is the fourth point of advice if you want to be a strong believer. Right? Be vigilant about what benefits you. Seek the assistance of Allah. Don't be lazy. And then when that happens, you've done all those three things. Things might happen. You don't get what you're looking for. You fall short. You fail in some cases here. Then when something bad happens to you, don't say, had I done another thing, then it would have been a different result. Huh? لكن قل ولكن قل قدر الله يعني هذا قدر الله. Rather say, this is the qadr of Allah, right? وما شاء فعل. And what he wants to do, he does it. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. The hadith concludes with this, that verily saying لَوْ, this low means had I only done something else, had only something else happened, you know, if this would have happened, it wouldn't have, you know, if it hadn't snowed today, I wouldn't have gotten in the accident and things like that. That opens up the work of the shaitan to believe in an alternate universe where you would have made a different decision and what would have happened. None of that will benefit you. And it's from the hirs that you have on what benefits you that keeps you away from talking like that, right? That you stay away from talking like that because you would never end. If I didn't come here, then I could have avoided the accident. If I did something else, how do you know that that would have happened? Who explained to you the reality of this universe? And that was the course of events that would have happened. You have no clue what would have happened had it not happened the way it happened. So leave your tongue out of that discussion. It's only the way the shaitan confuses you and takes away from proper faith. أنت عليك أن تسعى للخير. The Shaykh says, upon you is to seek after good, to go after good things. وليس عليك أن يتم لك ما تريد. It's not upon you to make sure that you get everything you're looking for. المهم أن كل شيء بقدر. What's important is that every single thing is by measure and it's been planned. حتى العجز والكيس. Even when it comes to your inability or your laziness and your activity and your eagerness or ambition. فَمَنْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ الْهِدَايَةِ. So the one whom Allah has measured or given as qadr guidance. فَمَنْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ الْهِدَايَةِ وَمَنْ قَدَّرَ لَهُ الشَّقَاءِ فَهُوَ بِقَدَرٍ. And as well the one who Allah has destined to be miserable, meaning a person of the hellfire, then that is all by qadr. That is all by the plan of Allah Ta'ala and His measure. وَلَكِنَّ السَّبَبْ. However, the reason for that, لِتَقْدِيرِ اللَّهِ الشَّقَاءَ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ, that Allah would destine for someone that he be miserable, meaning he'd be a person of the fire. هُوَ نَفْسُ الْعَبْدِ. It is what is found in that same person. لِقَوْلِ لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, due to the statement of Allah the Most High, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, when they deviated, then Allah made their hearts deviate. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and Allah does not guide people who are disobedient. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ, and the last verse, verse number 50 of our discussion today, not the last verse of Al-Qamar, but the last verse of our sitting, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ, and our affair, the affair of Allah, the order of Allah, is only one singular matter, like the blinking of an eye. يعني ما أمرنا في ما نريد أن يكون إلا واحدة, meaning what we plan to do and what we want to bring into existence is only one matter. أي إلا مرة واحدة, it takes one single matter to exist, بدون تكرار, without any repetition of that. كلمحٍ بالبصر, like the blinking of an eye. بدون تأخرٍ, without any delay, after the order of Allah. Subhanallah, glorified be Allah. أمر الله عز وجل واحدة, لا تكرار. The order of Allah, when He orders something, is one and it doesn't need to be repeated. Allah is the mighty and majestic. بسرعة فورية, in instant implementation. It happens and it takes place and manifests instantly as soon as Allah wills it. أسرعُ ما يمكنُ أن يكون كلمحٍ بالبصر, faster than can be possibly imagined, like just the blinking of an eye. كن فيكون, be and it is. واشتهر, and our Shaykh loves to, may Allah Ta'ala love him, he loved to comment about statements that the people say which are wrong statements, to guide them to better speech. And this is one of the things that people would say. وَاشْتَهَرَ عِنْدَ الْعَوَامِ يَقُولُونَ يَا مَنْ أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ, they would call upon Allah and they would use this phrase, مَنْ كَانَ أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. What's the meaning of بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ? You get it, Qasim? Oh, you whose order is between the kaf and the noon. بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. The kun, from the word kun. بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Kun. Oh, the one who just, when he's, the word kun, your affair is between the kaf and the noon. Your order comes between the kaf and the noon. Right? The Shaykh says this is not permissible and this is not appropriate to say this. Why? We'll see. Any of our brothers heard this before? سمعت أحد العرب يقول يا من كان أمره بين الكاف والنون أحد سمع هذا من قبل في دونوت وكذا في التراويح ما سمعت أحد يقول كذا؟ طيب. They say they haven't heard this before. بل بعد الكاف والنون. Right? هذا غلط, he says. هذا غلط. ليس أمر الله بين الكاف والنون. The order of Allah doesn't take place between the kaf and the noon. It's incorrect. Right? بل بعد الكاف والنون. It comes after the kaf and the noon. كن, when he says كن, that's when it happens. إن الله قال كن فيكون. When Allah says كن, that's when it happens. بعد كن, after the word كن, so not between the كاف and the نون, but after the كن. فقولهم بين الكاف والنون غلط, so their statement that his affair is between the كاف and the نون, then that is an error. لأنه لا يتم الأمر بين الكاف والنون, because the affair doesn't take place or is not implemented between the كاف and the نون, before the نون meaning. بل لا يتم الأمر إلا بالكاف والنون, however when the affair comes about, it is after the كاف and the نون. After Allah says kun, وَالنُّونُ أَفَوْرًا كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ, you know, precisely, instantly, like the blink of an eye. Right? وَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَنْ تَرَى عَجَائِبَ ذَلِكَ فَانْظُرْ إِلَى الزَّلَازِلِ تُصِيبُ مِئَاتِ الْقُرَىٰ أَوْ آلَافِ الْقُرَىٰ, if you wish to see the most amazing things about His affair and His order within His creation, then look to earthquakes, for example, how they would destroy or affect hundreds of villages or thousands of villages. وَبِلَحْظَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ تُعْدِمُهَا, and in one instant, all of it is done away with. There are some earthquakes that can destroy thousands of villages in one instant. وَلَوْ جَاءَتَ الْمُعَاوِنُ وَالدَّرَكْتَرَاتُ وَالْقَنَابِلُ, he said, if you brought in workers with pickaxes and tractors and explosive devices to do the work like the earthquake has done, to destroy the kind of property that was destroyed or remove it. ما فعلت مثل مثل فعل لحظة واحدة. They would not be able to do the likes of that one little moment that was done. يعني من أمر الله, from the order of Allah عز وجل, from the affair of Allah, the mighty and majestic. واسأل الخبراء بالزلازل, ask the experts about earthquakes. تجد الجواب, you'll find the answer. وانظر إلى ما هو أعظم من ذلك, and look to what is even greater than that. And now here someone might say, just to be, as they say, the devil's advocate, someone could say here, well, there are bombs now that people have that can destroy a million people. The Hiroshima bomb killed 500,000 people in the first detonation. Not in a second, but within a minute. Half of a million people, human lives, were destroyed, vaporized in a minute with that explosion, the initial explosion. So you could say, wow, look at what the people can do. Right? Listen to what the author says here, which would put that in its proper context. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى مَا هُوَ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, look to what is even greater than that. الْمَوْتَى فِي قُبُورِهِمْ, the dead in their graves. وَالْحَشَرَاتُ وَالْحَيَوَانَاتُ وَكُلُّ الْأَشْيَاءِ, and the insects and the animals and every single thing. تُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِكَلِمَ وَاحِدَةٍ, all of that will be dispatched and brought forth back to life with one little statement. كَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى, as Allah the Mighty and Most High has said, إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً, it is but one noise, one sound that goes out. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, and with that, every last one of them is brought back to us, made present in front of us, or made present with us. صَيْحَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَطْ, one sound, one single sound. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ, all of them suddenly, with that one sound, كلهم لدينا أي عندنا, with Allah, محضرون, brought back and placed there. فصدق الله عز وجل, so Allah has spoken truthfully, the Mighty and Most High. وعده, or He has fulfilled His promise. وما أمرنا إلا واحدة كلمح بالبصر, and His affair is only but that He says, be and it is. It's only one matter like the blinking of an eye. That's the 50th verse. مثل لمح بالبصر, it is similar to the blinking of an eye, subhanAllah. With that, we'll close for this evening, stopping near the end of page 294, leaving for us, in front of us, insha'Allah ta'ala, majlis wahid, one more sitting in Surah Al-Qamar, one last sitting in Surah Al-Qamar, and then we will move on to the beautiful, fantastic Surah called Ar-Rahman, right after Surah Al-Qamar. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us insight into His words, into His religion, and to keep us from that ignorance which harms us and the image of our religion. صلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I dated the lecture already, right? As the night preceding the 19th of Rabi' al-Awwal. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.